Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler, and I'm one of the client partners over at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Corey Cortez, who is the owner of GC Group Consulting. Hey, Corey, for the last 15 years over at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on three things. Number one, helping people better manage themselves. Number two, better lead others. And number three, grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what would be your best practices, your recommendations to help people and organizations be their best? Before you do that, though, please tell us a little bit more about yourself, your organization, who you serve, and I'll wrap it up when you're done. Over to you, Corey.
All right. Thanks, Paul. My name is Corey Cortez, and I'm a personal and professional development coach. Why? I help serve and help individuals navigate their natural skills and talents so that they can build a business or a career around their strengths. 2020 has obviously been a crazy, crazy year. A lot of people have gone through so much with, job losses, being furloughed, businesses going under. And during that time, a lot of people have been going through this kind of, how can I say, self-awareness period, trying to figure out what's next in their lives. And that's where I come in, and in my company, we help figure out what that gift is that they have. And we help construct a business around that strength or a career. Maybe it's a different career that they go into. And so that's what we do. You spoke about helping people and organizations better themselves. For me, I believe that individuals, people within companies or themselves, they need to take some type of assessment, either like a behavioral assessment or a personality test. Those are key parts of knowing who you are. Those are key parts of self-awareness. I heard one day someone was telling me that high professionals, CEOs, high performing artists, individuals, athletes, they all have two things in common. Those two things are self-awareness and authenticity. And to get that self-awareness is by taking some type of an assessment. And within the organization is really, really key, because it can help you as a leader know how to communicate better with your team. If you know how an individual receives information, if you know how you like to receive information, you can better have that communication amongst each other, which will help you achieve the goal, which will help you, like I say, win championships, right? So that assessment or that behavioral test is key when it comes to managing yourself and managing others. Now, the next thing you mentioned was leading others. And I believe leading others is all about serving. I'm huge in servant leadership. Richard Branson said, the clients, don't serve the clients first, serve your employees. When you take care of your employees would take care of the clients. And that meant a lot to me. Now, I also believe that, yes, you need to be able to navigate and not just only be a servant leader. There are times where you have to, get the job done, as things need to be done now because of deadlines. But as a foundation, having that servant leadership mentality is a great way to take care of your team, because your team would take care of you. And you, lastly, growing your business acumen. For me, YouTube University is the best place to grow your business acumen, because it takes things from that high level and brings it down to eye level, right? And so you can understand, when it comes to financials, it's really all about simple math. That's really what it is. When it comes to, strategic planning, it's really about goal setting, So when you just bring that down from that high level corporate jargon to just bringing it down to just math and just goals, it makes it better to understand, which will give you the confidence, which will help you to achieve those goals. So for me, helping others by taking personal assessments, by taking behavioral assessments is key. By leading and serving is key. And then also just breaking things down so that you can understand and truly gain that confidence so that you can achieve the goals. So those are the three key aspects that I wanted to share with you today.
Corey, thanks ever so much. And on behalf of everyone that watches these, and as you know, they've become very, very popular. I really love the way that you address those three things, but again, very, very clearly. And I love that phrase where you said, like, bringing things from the high level down to the eye level. And if you've not trademarked that, I'm going to steal that.
Let me hurry up and write this down now. Today, I'm going to...
Corey, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, for sure.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.